Why do elephants live longer than mice? Why do cities keep growing while companies eventually die? These seemingly unrelated questions share a surprising answer: universal scaling laws that govern everything from cells to cities. Jeffrey West, a theoretical physicist who transitioned from studying elementary particles to complex systems, has uncovered mathematical patterns that explain the fundamental architecture of life and human-created systems. These aren't just academic curiosities. They reveal profound truths about sustainability, mortality, innovation, and the future of our urbanizing planet. The scaling laws West discovered demonstrate that as organisms increase in size, they become dramatically more efficient. A cow weighing 10,000 times more than a mouse requires only 1,000 times more energy, following a three-quarter power law where metabolic rate scales to the three-quarter power of mass. This creates profound economies of scale in nature, with each doubling in size requiring only 75% more energy per unit mass, a 25% savings. Universal patterns emerge from fractal-like networks that distribute energy and resources throughout organisms and cities. Blood vessels in mammals, vascular systems in plants, and urban road networks all follow similar geometric principles. These networks share three key properties: their space-filling, reaching every part of the system; they maintain invariant terminal units, capillaries or residential streets remain consistent regardless of system size; and they minimize energy expenditure. These properties create fractal structures that maximize surface area within limited volumes. Your lungs, if unfolded, would cover a tennis court, while your blood vessels would stretch 100,000 kilometers if laid end to end. This space-filling efficiency explains why metabolic rates scale with the 3/4 power of mass. Organisms effectively operate in four dimensions rather than three, with the additional dimension emerging from their fractal networks. Life exists in both space and time, manifested through growth, aging, and death. The network theory explains these processes through metabolic energy allocation between maintenance and growth. When organisms consume food, energy is distributed to cells where it either maintains existing structures or creates new cells. As animals grow larger, maintenance requirements increase linearly, while metabolic rate increases more slowly, following Kleiber's law. Eventually, maintenance consumes all available energy, establishing a natural ceiling for growth, and explaining why species have characteristic maximum sizes. The same energetic principles govern aging. Cellular damage accumulates through mechanical stress, oxidative damage, protein misfolding, and DNA mutations. While repair mechanisms exist, they're imperfect. Larger animals generally live longer because their cells process energy more slowly, accumulating damage at a reduced rate. This explains the remarkable consistency of lifetime heartbeats across mammalian species, approximately 1.5 billion. Mice, with hearts beating 500 to 700 times per minute, exhaust this allowance in 2 to 3 years, while elephants, at just 30 beats per minute, live 70-plus years. Caloric restriction extends lifespan by reducing metabolic rates, resulting in less damage and longer lives. Unlike organisms that follow sublinear scaling, cities display superlinear scaling, where outputs increase faster than inputs. When a city doubles in size, it requires only 85% more infrastructure per capita, but produces 115% more wealth, patents, and crime. This 15% rule holds consistently across cities worldwide, from ancient Roman settlements to modern metropolises. This difference explains why cities appear virtually immortal, while companies and organisms die. Cities create positive feedback loops where social interactions generate increasing returns. More people lead to more interactions, producing more ideas and wealth, attracting more people. Cities function as social networks where potential connections grow much faster than population. A city of 5 million has exponentially more possible connections than one of 500,000, driving higher innovation rates. Mobile phone data shows residents of large cities make more calls to more people than those in small towns. People in major cities like New York or Tokyo have approximately 40% more daily interactions than those in smaller cities, accelerating information exchange and innovation. Life moves faster in big cities for a mathematical reason. Unlike cities, companies follow sublinear scaling laws similar to organisms, explaining their finite lifespans. Analysis of nearly 30,000 publicly traded U.S. companies reveals that larger companies gain efficiency through economies of scale, but this eventually stifles innovation. Young companies thrive on adaptability and quick decision-making, while growth brings bureaucracies that overwhelm creativity. Nearly half of all publicly traded companies disappear within 10 years, and almost none survive 50 years, with mortality following simple exponential curves across all sectors. The fundamental difference between companies and cities lies in their dimensional properties. As companies mature, they contract from diverse to specialized, becoming rigid and vulnerable to disruption. Cities, however, become more multidimensional with growth, increasing their economic diversity and resilience. This explains why cities consistently outlive companies. While Rome has thrived for millennia, even the mightiest corporations rarely survive a century without transformation. Startups often outmaneuver industry giants because their biological advantage comes from their smaller size and more flexible structure. Our socioeconomic world is expanding exponentially, with population, resource consumption, and technology all accelerating at unprecedented rates. This creates a fundamental sustainability challenge, maintaining growth within finite planetary boundaries. West's mathematical models show that the superlinear scaling of cities drives faster than exponential growth that requires either infinite resources or paradigm-shifting innovations to prevent collapse. Throughout history, we've avoided collapse through innovation cycles, from iron and steam to computation and digital technology, each improving efficiency while accelerating resource consumption. The theory dictates these innovations must occur at an increasingly accelerated pace. While thousands of years separated the stone, bronze, and iron ages, merely 20 years passed between the computer age and information age. This creates a series of ever faster treadmills we must jump between, an unsustainable pattern. The theory predicts another paradigm shift within 20 to 30 years, but more fundamentally, we may need to reconsider open-ended growth itself. What if our obsession with constant growth is mathematically incompatible with long-term survival? This question grows increasingly urgent as we push against planetary boundaries. The book concludes by calling for a grand unified theory of sustainability that integrates biological and socioeconomic systems. Current approaches fail to recognize how energy, environmental, economic, and political systems interconnect. We need a multidisciplinary approach based on scaling principles that acknowledges both biological and social systems follow similar network dynamics and energy constraints. A central paradox exists between innovation and environmental impact. Cities drive innovation through superlinear scaling, but unsustainably accelerate resource consumption. Can we use our understanding of these systems to create a more sustainable future? Can we design cities that maintain innovation while reducing environmental footprints? Can we develop economies that respect natural limits while improving quality of life? West's scaling framework offers no simple solutions, but provides a powerful lens for understanding our challenges. By revealing mathematical patterns governing everything from cells to cities, it illuminates both possibilities and limitations of our complex world. As we navigate the Anthropocene, or perhaps the Urbanocene, these insights may prove essential for our survival. This quest isn't merely academic. It's existential. How will you participate in redesigning our systems to work with rather than against these fundamental laws of nature?